The show is about to start. Fashionista. Warm out of 1.3's Fashionista is Joan Leakin. So we're going green.
Yeah, I'm that sustainable girl. I have a love-hate relationship with my blue recycling. Do you? I do.
I have a huge one, so I love it.
Yeah. So, I'm almost an empty nest, so my blue bin doesn't get filled very often. But I have a love-hate relationship with it because I want it to be full.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be better at it, even though I'm really good at recycling. And I'm trying to teach my kids to be like that. But, mm-hmm. Down in Texas, they just started recycling where my daughter lives.
Just
in her complex.
How have they not been recycling?
I know. It just blows my mind.
It's Texas.
And there's a way to be environmentally sustainable and not lose, you can still be luxurious in your lifestyle. I guess I just suggest, I won't take too long, but I think about the packaging in which you purchase things. Is it really necessary to have all that packaging? So I'm just asking you all, think green, shop green. But the real reason why I wanted to talk about this is I read an article yesterday by Forbes. It's how Patagonia, REI, and Eileen Fisher, which is a women's clothing line, are using secondhand sales to get new customers. Secondhand sales. So they are inviting their customers that have purchased previous merchandise to bring them back into their stores, which is the concept that I have.
Yes.
Which is my concept at Panache. But the problem is that the article noted is that these companies aren't all prepared for this.
Right.
So let's just talk about Eileen Fisher because that's what I'm closely related to. So Eileen Fisher has this Eileen Fisher project where you can bring back Eileen Fisher to the Eileen Fisher stores. And then they
resell them.
Resell them, but they remake new items out of
the
items that have been returned.
Cool. That's cool. Okay.
So that's pretty cool. Now there's a lot of designers who they release their collections, they sell them, then they have a sale, and then the new collection comes out because it's a new season, and then that merchandise that was on sale goes to a burn sale. And what they call it a burn sale is because they burn their merchandise at the very end of the sale season.
Meaning sell them?
Actually burn them.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's why they call it a burn sale, because they don't want these items to end up like in a discount store.
What?
Because they want to protect their labels.
Okay.
All right. So
I think that's ridiculous.
I know. It's crazy. So that was very common in some of the lines that I used to sell, when I worked in a boutique.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. It's
Come
crazy.
Come on, people. There are people out there who need clothes.
And I could spend all day talking about, how much money is being made in the resale industry. But I'll give you one quote. And all the research was created by The RealReal, Poshmark, and ThredUp. And those are luxury resale online companies. But they say that apparel resale revenues are expected to more than double from $24 billion to $51 billion. So we are embracing the idea of sustainable lifestyle and resale. So I just thank you all for your local efforts at Panache. But, the sustainable sleeve of that is so important right now for all of us.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Wow.
Almost all my clothes that I wear every day are used.
Yes. Previously enjoyed.
Yes.
Previously enjoyed. I appreciate that.
And I love it.
I appreciate you. Well, that's a pretty color.
What's that?